Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Steve King, President of CEO of Growth Force. Steve, remind us what Growth Force does.
Growth Force is an outsourced accounting department doing bookkeeping, accounting, and controller services for companies and nonprofits, small businesses that use QuickBooks.
Bite-sized capability. They can get granular capability, and you make it easier for them, don't you?
Yeah, it's on demand. It adjusts to your varying needs as your business grows.
That's as granular as it gets, folks. So I encourage you to check it out. Growthforce.com?
Yes, sir.
All right, so check it out, folks. Okay, we're talking about your new scorecard, your new KPI, Key Performance Indicator scorecard. What's the last things we need to know about it?
Well, it's first off, it's an Excel template, so it's easy for anybody to use. You use any accounting system. The idea here is that you've got a one-page company scorecard that shows you your gross revenue, your gross profit, your net income, a one-page people scorecard that shows you your revenue per hour paid, your labor costs per hour paid, and the return on investment on your total people cost. How much profit do you make per dollar of labor? And then it's got five custom scorecards. You can put anything you want in there. So you can have sales KPIs and look at non-financial leading indicators like number of leads, number of proposals.
So if you've got an area that you're troubled about, you've got an area that you're weak on, mm-hmm. and you're investing a little money for lead generation, or you're investing money in improving your sales force's capability to close more business, or maybe your marketing or whatever, your brand development, whatever that indicator is, you could have that, isolate that information, that trend.
You can track anything you want. So what you just described there is understanding unit economics, right? What is the profitability per your unit, be it per customer or per job, be it per gallon shipped or whatever your unit is. Then you start tagging it with what was the marketing campaign that generated that customer, what was sales reps generated, what industry generated. And then you can start to see profitability by whatever way you make decisions. So if you're trying to make decisions, like you say, Jim, to increase your marketing or sales, so you want to look to the past to see where did you generate the most profits in the past and figure out was that trade show worth doing again, or should you try, if you hire a person, who's the best person? What industry should those salespeople be going to? That's how you make data-driven decisions to help you increase profits. And that's what management accounting is it turns accounting into a profit resource, you know, something that you can use to make this, pull the levers.
Right.
Like, I think of myself as a crane operator. I put on my hard hat, I get into the bucket seat, and I start switching. I need more sales, so where do I spend some money on leads? And then get the sales. I need more people. Okay, what kind of people should I hire? Then I need training. And you're just shifting and pivoting based on what the numbers are telling
but
you.
It's based on your actual performance.
Yeah.
And exactly. Folks, this is the key to success, folks. If you want to, you know, there's so many companies that I've seen over the years, Steve, you've seen over the years, had a wonderful product. They could sell it like crazy. They could line the people up at the door, but they still failed because they weren't tracking this kind of granular, their financial performance in any kind of a granular way, if at all. And more people fail because they don't know what Steve's talking about rather than they don't have a good product. What do you think?
I completely agree. In fact, you know, I've seen many companies that are the more successful they are, the more they struggle because they don't understand the unit economics.
Well, you can succeed yourself right out of business, right?
Right.
Not making enough profit, not collecting your money.
Yeah, the guy that you get coffee from in the morning, right? Didn't you tell him he wasn't charging enough?
That's exactly right. He owns a small shop. He actually said to me, "Oh, I'm going for volume." I said, "That's a big mistake. You need to raise your prices." And he did. And the next time I went in, I had to pay more money. So it's on me, I guess.
But you paid it. And what's happening right now, costs are rising.
Yep.
Your clients will pay it if you can show them the value.
Exactly.
And if you figure out where you've got hidden costs, your time that gets leaking out the door, or the value you're giving away.
That's the key.
And not charging for it.
I got to wrap it up, Steve. Good job today. Come back soon. Steve King, ladies and gentlemen, with GrowthForce.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.